Good day, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I've written two books on weight. One is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose, and the other is called It's Any Book, How to Weigh Less Permanently, No Diets, No Exercise Required, Really. So here we are, spent a year in the pandemic, COVID. And people are complaining that their weight went up. They gained weight during the pandemic. Now you may ask yourself, why did that happen? After all, the people who complain already weigh too much. They knew that if they continued to put food in their mouth more than they needed for nourishment, they would weigh more. They would gain weight. So the question is, why would anybody in their right mind put enough food in their mouth to gain 15 pounds, which is what people say they gain, when they already weigh too much? So this is the issue that we've been dealing with, that you've been dealing with during all my podcasts. The question is, why did you do it? After all, you have a job, you raise your family, you do things that you can take care of, mow your lawn, you do your work, you go shopping, you have friends, you talk to them. You can do a great many things. The one thing you can't do is control your weight. Why? Why would this be the case? If you're sitting at home with nothing to do during the pandemic, why do you choose to put food in your mouth when you know up front it's going to make you fatter? You already don't want to weigh what you weigh, but there you go. So why do you do it? Your answer is very simple, and I will tell you. You have virtually no control over your weight. Really. You think everybody tells you, oh, you can lose weight, you should go on a diet, nonsense. The reason you put food in your mouth has almost nothing to do with food itself. The food just sits there in your cupboard, in your refrigerator, on your plate. There is nothing compelling you to put the food in your mouth. So why do you do it? You do it to make yourself feel better. If you're down, if you're depressed, if you're unhappy, you want to feel better. So what do? You take some food and you put it in your mouth. It doesn't make any difference what kind of food. You can choose it because you think the food will make you feel better. If you've listened to my podcast on eating, you know eating is very simple. Put food in your mouth, taste it, you chew it, you swallow it, it's gone. So it is the few seconds that food is in your mouth, then you taste it. It gives you an emotional reaction. It stops you from feeling bad and makes you feel better. That's why you do it. It's all emotional. You don't have a weight problem. You have a problem satisfying your emotional needs. That's why when somebody says go on a diet, eat so many calories a day, buy food from us, come to our meeting, we'll give you points. They tell you somebody's lost 100 pounds. Maybe. I'm not trying to destroy those people. I don't care. But up front, you should know that the chance of you permanently losing weight on a statistical basis is very close to zero. And the reason is because nothing they can tell you will tell you how to satisfy your emotional needs without food. I can. Frankly, I'm the only person who understands this and has figured it out. And I don't want any of your money. This is all free. All free. So next time, here's what to do. You're depressed, you're down, you want to feel better, you're looking at, let's say, a piece of chocolate or a cookie or something in your pantry, and you say to yourself, okay, I already weigh 30, 40, 50 pounds more than I want to. Why am I putting this cookie in my mouth? what is this cookie going to do for me? It's going to make you way more, for sure. But so why are you doing it? Once you understand why you're doing these things, you will realize you don't have to do them anymore. After all, why didn't you read a book instead of putting food in your mouth? Why? Because reading a book isn't emotionally satisfying. The food you think is emotionally satisfying, but only for a short while the food is in your mouth. That's why you have to go get more food. You have to keep feeling better. That's why all diets are complete nonsense. They're emotionally depriving. Something that deprives you of your emotional equilibrium will never last, ever, ever, ever. You see all these people that say they run the big programs and they want your money. They lost 100 pounds, maybe. Celebrity endorsers, that's just a come up. The issue is, why are you doing this? And I will tell you again, once you understand why you're doing it, you realize you don't have to do this anymore. You can go into detail about it, as we have in the podcast, but you have to grasp and understand what it is. So the next time you want to put a cookie or anything else in your mouth, stop. I'm not telling you don't do it, because that's deprivation. Just understand why you're doing it and say, okay, what will happen if I didn't put this cookie in my mouth? You know the negative part of it. The positive part, it makes you feel better for the few seconds that the cookie is in your mouth. That's why you have to eat more to keep feeling better. So what is it that you're feeling need? What does it do for you? Don't put the cookie in your mouth for a while. Wait 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds and see the effect it has upon you when you don't put the food in your mouth. This is the crux of the whole thing. It's your emotional need to put food in your mouth to stop feeling bad or to feel better. That's why you weigh what you do. You have virtually no control of your weight on your weight on a permanent basis. It is your emotional needs that's keeping you overweight or fat. But once you understand why you're doing it, and you realize that you no longer have to do this to feel good or to stop from feeling bad, you can literally choose what you want to weigh and your need for the cookie. In my illustration, will have disappeared. Stick with me. We'll go into this more. Again, I don't want any of your money. When you understand how to do this, you will want to buy new clothes because you will probably weigh a lot less. Bye.